please don't go to sleep in the talk. It's very discouraging. Oh, it's lovely to be back. I know I've been away for a little bit. When you're a curate in Church of England, they give you lots of CIPD-type training to do, and so I've been doing that. But now I'm back, and it's very good to be back. Do you want to grab your Bibles? We're in Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 5. I'm going to read a little chunk starting at verse 12. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their illnesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Today we're going to be thinking a bit together about restoration. As we all know, restoration is something that happens when we've lost something, or can happen when something's been taken away from us. And probably all of us have had the experience of losing something or having something stolen. It's obviously often deeply annoying, because usually the thing that we've lost or that's been stolen is actually quite important and useful for us, and life gets harder without it. I hesitate to say that I live in fear of anything, but if I'm honest, I do slightly live in fear of losing my mobile phone, basically because of how much life stuff it enables me to do. But the problem is that I'm quite easily distracted, and I am quite good at misplacing things. So the other day I went to the supermarket with our three-year-old and loaded the car, got her in the car, got her settled, got in, got my seatbelt on, and then realised that I must have dropped my hat somewhere. I just stuffed it in a pocket and it must have fallen out. It was somewhere in an aisle in Tesco, you know, but how could I go and get it, because I got a child? And anyway, that's the kind of thing that I do. And I was really on a roll that week, because the next day I took her to the park, and after we'd kind of been on the swings and gone around the playground, we came back to the car, and I realised I'd left the back door of the car wide open. Not very good. Didn't tell my husband about that one. Once I returned home after work and started on some online shopping. It was very dangerous. And then I went to go and get my bag, to get my wallet, and my wallet wasn't in my bag. And it wasn't in the house, and I didn't know where it was. And I couldn't think where it had got to, because I knew I'd been on the tube for a bit, and I'd had lunch with Greg, and been in a restaurant, so did all the sensible things, cancelled the bank card. Although you can pause them now, which is quite clever, so I did that. And then I called the restaurant, and it wasn't there. And anyway, so I ended up just not knowing where it was, so I carried on. And then a few weeks later, Camille, who always sits on the front row, during the service sort of gestured at me, and she'd found it under the cushion in the pew, just like tucked under there. I mean, the bank card had gone, not surprisingly, but my driving license, everything else was there. So I was very relieved for once in my life to have something restored to me. And we human beings, we need restoration, because we live in an often very dark world where things are lost and broken and stolen. And sometimes they're just small things like a bank card, which is replaceable. But sometimes in the course of life, bigger things are taken away from us. Our ability to trust other people, our dignity, our relationships. And in our passage from Luke's Gospel, we've seen a man who had two very significant things taken away from him. He'd lost his health, he was covered in a skin disease, and because it was highly infectious, he could not be allowed to come into contact with anyone else who didn't have the disease. We've been seeing something of that with trying to contain the coronavirus outbreak in China. So this man that we read about would have had to have left his family, his friends, his work, his home, and he would probably have been living outside the city in a community of other people with similar diseases. So you see, his problem was not just physical, it was social as well, because he'd lost his health, but he'd also lost his relationships. So it's not surprising that this man eagerly seeks Jesus out. He would have heard of the miracles that Jesus was doing, miracles of healing, and he is desperate for Jesus to help him. And he believes that Jesus has the power to heal him. I think it's also remarkable that he doesn't demand or insist on healing, which I think I can do sometimes, but he simply acknowledges his need, his weakness, and he implores Jesus to help him. I wonder whether there's anything in your life at the moment that you would really like Jesus to restore. Perhaps a relationship has gone wrong. Perhaps you're struggling with the consequences of something that was taken from you at a younger age. Maybe your mental health at times makes it difficult for you to engage with life and with the people that you love. Sometimes we wonder, can these things ever be restored? We know that they will be restored completely when Jesus returns, but can they ever be restored even in part now? Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. That man would not have been touched by anyone for a very long time. But Jesus shows his deep compassion for him at risk of infection by reaching out and touching him. He begins the process of restoration of relationship, and he heals him. The man is restored. He receives back his health, and he receives back his relationships. The point of going to see a priest was to receive a clean bill of health, to be declared publicly safe to return to society. What about us? I can't say on the basis of this passage that Jesus will, in this life, completely restore to you and to me all the things that we have lost. We can have confidence that he will one day restore all things. Because of the exclusion he experienced on the cross, he has won for us complete physical, emotional, and social healing and restoration, which you and I will receive at our resurrection. But our Christian hope is not just for the future. It is also for now. Jesus does have compassion on you and me. He knows what we've lost, and it matters to him. And he does have power to restore. And he does want us to come to him like that man, to ask him. So if the Spirit is putting his finger on something in your heart right now, something lost or broken that you would love to have restored to you, we have a short time together. Let me encourage you to use the opportunity for prayer ministry to come and to ask Jesus to bring his restoration to you. Amen.